Good morning, a Monday morning. We're with our political observer, Alan Shartok. Alan, let's start with a word, a place, Iran.
Well, Iran is, of course, a big news item this morning as the president goes forward with his sanctions program, heavily endorsed by Netanyahu in Israel. The idea is to bring the Iranians to their knees. Their economy is already faltering. There is a huge unhappiness in the streets of Tehran and Iran, and the Ayatollahs who are running the country are in tough shape. This is Trump's attempt to get a much better deal with the Iranians on a number of levels. He offered talks to the Iranians, and they turned it down, basically saying that they couldn't trust him since he already pulled out of the Iran deal. So what we have is a bit of a standoff right now, although Trump does seem to have the upper hand, because as he reimposes sanctions on the Iranians, which is exactly what he is doing, and the European Union was saying that they would try to bolster the Iran deal, it now turns out that if, as I understand it anyway, if the Europeans help Iran, then they are subject to what are called secondary sanctions themselves, and they are loath to do that so far. That is as unclear now as it could be, but that is some of the current thinking, that they are not going to want to get into this kind of a situation with the United States.
Meantime, over the weekend, Alan, President Trump unleashed a withering attack on LeBron James, the, of course, famous basketball player, in a late-night tweet that derided the intelligence of one of the nation's most prominent African-American men, including a favorite target of his, Don Lemon from CNN. They were doing an interview about one of LeBron James' charities.
Well, yeah, and not only that, now Melania Trump has gotten involved in this and is being a lot more aggressive about defending James and thinking that she may go and visit the school, which is his project. So it is another distraction, of course, and that's what this is all about. On the one hand, you have these secret meetings, you have Donald Trump Jr.'s exposure, you have the president's people disassembling, and at the same time, you throw out some more red meat for the base. It is frightening, by the way, to watch him address his group at one of these so-called rallies in which he says anything about his relationship with the Russians, and he gets cheers. This is not a bad thing, he said. Cheers. So those people who are for Trump remains solid no matter what he says or does.
NRA suit claims Cuomo's blacklisting has costed millions of dollars. New York Governor Andrew Cuomo announced on Friday, Alan, that the state is moving to dismiss a lawsuit by the NRA filed in federal court in May, which he calls frivolous. The lawsuit accuses state officials of blacklisting the gun rights organization. Basically, Governor Cuomo says, bring it on.
Well, I would say the same thing if I were him. I mean, what are his choices? Cuomo is entitled to free speech. The NRA is responsible for a good deal of what's going on with the guns in America. The gun manufacturers make major contributions to the NRA. I don't see how this suit goes forward. I think that it is frivolous. At least it appears that way to me, but I'm not a lawyer.
Our political observer, Alan Shartok, joining us. Thanks, Alan. Everyone be careful in the heat today.
Oh, yeah. That heat, it can be wicked, especially for older people.